Free FM.
Penn Jillette.
This is the very tentative snapping Penn Jillette. The fingers, the thumb is almost better enough that I can snap. I'm not really doing it with gusto, but it is on the proper beat, which wouldn't be if it were good enough. This is Penn Fraser Jillette in Las Vegas, Nevada, and sitting across from Michael Goudeau in a city that smells better than New York, I guess, today, right?
Yeah.
Had that big natural gas smell all over New York.
Might not actually be natural gas.
Might just be the smell.
Smells like natural
gas. Well, that's
gas.
Natural gas doesn't have any smell, right?
No, they've added it.
So they've added it. So if just the scent gets away, how do you tell the difference?
The additive, yeah. Somebody spilled a truckload of goo.
Man, that was weird. They made a decision on what natural gas would smell like.
Yeah.
They just decided,
it's cool,
hey, this is what natural gas will smell
it's
like.
It's very distinctive. I like it.
Yeah.
You like I don't like the smell, but I, you know.
So that's the cologne
like
you
wear. Yes, that's the aftershave.
Natural gas smell. What's it called? What's the natural gas smell called?
I don't know.
You should know that.
I should know that.
Mike Goudeau, the science schmo? You should know that. 866-570-PEN, 7366. If you don't have letters on your phone. PennRadio@gmail.com. The email address that anyone has read or could read or could be you, since I gave the password out over the air, PennRadio@gmail.com. Yeah. PennRadio.com.
Somebody can get on there and answer some of these because we have about 3,000 backlog.
Goudeau tries to look at most of the emails.
I try. They just keep coming.
I make no attempt whatsoever. What do I look at? One or two a month?
Yeah, the ones that I forward to you. The ones that are, you know, women offering to have. Those are the ones you read.
Yeah, those are the ones I read. I like those. I like those.
Those are the ones I forward.
Yeah, I like those very much. Girl on girl.
Or a good joke.
Hot action. Or
a good joke.
Or a good joke. And there was a very good joke that was sent in.
This morning, yes.
Yeah, that I'm going to explain the joke because it's worth it. But first, I want to tell you what the topic is going to be today.
Sulfur. Sulfur is what they're claiming. But
sulfur?
Not
it's
it.
Not sulfur. It's not sulfur. Crazy monkey. A lot of complaints at the live show about me saying there wouldn't be any more Monkey Tuesday.
Yeah, we have a guy who wants to call in tomorrow. It's like the 20th anniversary of his father's passing, and he has a monkey story that his dad has told.
Well, if he calls in tomorrow,
I told him if he calls,
put him on. Sure,
Frankie. If Frankie calls tomorrow, we're letting him straight through.
There was a very attractive woman who said that
we're back to that, are we?
She lived for Monkey Tuesday, and. I told her that it would never truly be dead. If it's Tuesday, it's a Monkey Tuesday. It's as simple as that. And if you have a good story, you just call in whatever the topic is, and you trump whoever I'm talking to. We want to talk about fat today. Fat. Obesity. 866-570-PEN 7366. Call in about fat. Call in with your BMI. Call in with all that information. Story today. First of all, we're doing the next season of Bulls Hit we're doing right now. And we're writing it and putting it together. And
we could use your help.
We could use your help. Yeah.
That seems like a...
But one of the episodes we're doing this year, we're doing the energy crisis. We're doing a pro-Walmart show. We're doing a pro-nuke show. I guess that's in the energy crisis show. We're doing breasts, and we're doing, which are not Bulls Hit, but some of the stuff around them are, like Janet Jackson's being a Supreme Court case and so on. But we're also doing obesity, the BMI numbers and so on. And there's a front page article. We wouldn't just, it's not news to you that we're writing a new episode of Bulls Hit. I mean, that's not news. You don't care about that. You're not going to call in about that. But also on the front page of the New York Times today, there's an article about obesity. Now they're sending notes home from school
with
kids' BMI on it. And it says that 6-year-old Carland Dunbar rarely touches her dinner, but not for the time-honored 6-year-old reasons. The pasta was not the wrong shape. She did not have an urgent date with her dolls. The problem was the letter Carland discovered tucked inside a report card saying she had a body mass index in the 80th percentile. The first grader did not know what index or percentile meant, or that children scoring in the 5th through 85th percentiles are considered normal, while those scoring higher are at risk of being or already overweight. Yet she became convinced that her teachers were chastising her for overeating. So, they're sending notes home from school that say the kids are fat. And they've turned this whole thing into an epidemic. And we have looked into this. Have you found out what makes natural gas smell?
It's supposedly rotten egg. That's what they've added to it, is the scent of rotten egg.
Really?
Somehow they've done the work to reduce rotten egg to a scent.
Really? Because it doesn't smell like rotten egg to me.
They're not doing a good job of it. It is distinctive, but it's not rotten egg.
Yeah, I thought of...
And rotten egg is not distinctive enough. You might, you know, well, it's a gas leak or it's rotten eggs. I don't know which.
Yeah,
well,
I thought...
Let me light a match and look around. I don't think that works.
Yeah, I don't think... It's very distinctive.
It is.
It's very distinctive. It's. I think they're selling the smell guy short. Oh, boy, that's a great sentence, wasn't it?
Selling
the smell guy short.
That's hard to say.
Selling
the smell guy short.
Yeah.
That's good.
Selling the smell guy short. It's as easy as that. So if you want to call in about obesity, 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. What I sent to you what my BMI was, right? My body mass.
Yes, it was off the charts.
It's off the charts. That's,
you had everything pegged.
I had the height pegged, too.
Yeah, that's something right. Everything pegged.
Everything
you're in
pegged.
The top right-hand corner of the chart. Adolph's... math apparently did not include you. He never supposed that you would exist.
Well, you should explain to people what...
Adolphe Quetelet, somewhere between 1830 and 1850, was a Belgian who invented the body mass index chart. He's just dead wrong. People were a lot smaller back then. Nutrition wasn't nearly as good as it is now. Food wasn't available. He's just wrong. He did it for the average of what people would have weighed in 1840.
Is that what it was, 1840?
Yeah, basically.
I'm trying to put my body mass in here. There we go. There's my body mass. Oh, and I am...
The same as Pluto. You're no longer a planet. You're just a guy.
Now, my body mass index is 36.3, which is severely obese. And the ideal weight for me would be 193 to 235 pounds. It would be... In the middle of that is 100 pounds lighter than I am. And that's what they say. And I think I am certainly, there's no doubt about it, that I'm overweight. Probably 50 pounds, maybe not 100 pounds overweight. Or maybe I'm kidding myself, and maybe obesity really is some sort of horrible epidemic. But, 1840 it was?
Yeah, 1840.
1840. And what are they, extrapolating? Have they changed the thing at all?
They have not changed it since then.
Not at all?
Not at all.
No,
that's what it was. That's what it is. That's what it was. We're going to stick with it. By God, it's worked fine since then. Got to change it now.
Did he go to 6 foot six?
I don't have his actual chart here. I'm sorry to report he didn't. He wasn't using his computer as much as we were. He didn't post his. But I believe the one that you're using right there is extrapolated from his chart.
Extrapolated from his chart. They say if you're 7 foot tall on this chart, you should weigh 198 pounds.
There, yeah, that seems right.
Yeah, that's Joey Ramone. But my ideal weight would be to be 5'4" and 117 pounds.
So we have to work on your height as well as your weight. Okay.
I'm sorry, that was wrong. That was for a 7 foot woman was 198. 225 they'll give you for a 7 foot man. 6 foot six, the heaviest you can be is 235 pounds.
So really, no one in the NFL falls within any usable range on the body mass index.
Right, but
even though they're in fantastic shape,
right?
Even though they're crashing into each other every day,
but I'm not in fantastic shape. Certainly not in fantastic shape.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm certainly.
You can work out.
What was that?
I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah,
we had a little satellite problem in New York. So
yeah.
Chicago and all the fine people over there were listening to something else other than. So
we had another show on.
Yeah, I'm sure it was good. I'm sure it was funny.
Hold on a second. What? No, stay here.
Yeah, I am.
You're talking to answer his question, please.
I'm answering your question.
You're blushing. You're bright red.
I'm embarrassed, to be honest.
You're red as a beet, as they say.
Yes, I'm a little embarrassed about this. Yeah.
Okay, tell me, are we on the air now?
Yeah, we are now, yeah. Everything is good. The fine people in Chicago and Baltimore and Washington and they all
know
us now.
Now, what I'm saying is it the start of the show now?
We can start the show now.
But the show will be shorter if we start it now.
A little bit. Patrick, do you have some music there? just go ahead and start the music.
Do a play on music, we'll pretend we've done nothing. We're 10 minutes in.
Don't hurt your family.
Hi, this is Ben Gillette of the Big Free FM, CBS Radio. And I want to explain to you that I have a little trouble snapping there, a little trouble snapping, because my thumb is still injured, so it's kind of a light snapping. And for those of you who just joined us, which is
Apparently everyone. We've already done 10 minutes of radio.
Did anybody? Oh,
we
that,
were laughing.
What?
We
was
had
that a good 10
a good...
minutes? I was just thinking, I just said to you, didn't I, after the, God damn. There will never be a better 10 minutes than this in radio. That was when we brought in the strippers and we had the St. Bernard dog who sang. Remember?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's what we started the whole show with, was the St. Bernard.
Too bad the St. Bernard had to leave.
Yeah, he sang beautifully, too. Beautifully, beautifully. See, I would be skeptical about animal intelligence like that. But he sang Santa Lucia. And
which was amazing.
Beautiful job. It was a St. Bernard.
I couldn't believe a St. Bernard could articulate Italian that well.
And he also spoke English. We had him on. We interviewed him a little bit. And he also was terrific. You know, very sexy dog.
Yeah.
But we did all that on the air, and now that's gone forever.
Unfortunately, people were listening to you interviewing Lewis Black. But,
so they were listening? Yeah. Yeah. They just had it wrong.
Renee has told us that you were listening. They were talking to Lewis Black.
Oh, they were talking to Lewis Black. Okay.
You were talking to Lewis Black.
Yeah. Well, now we're back and we're live, and we were talking about how New York City smells, and that they let out the natural gas, the odor of the natural gas, but not the natural gas itself. Is that right?
We're not sure which it is, but yes, we suspect that. But it's just the scent.
No one injured. No one troubled.
A truck of rotten eggs has crashed in New York.
866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. And today we want to talk BMI, Body Mass Index. And there's a couple reasons for that. One is we're writing our new season of Bulls Hit right now. And one of the topics we're doing is obesity, the Bulls Hit of obesity. And also on the front page of the New York Times today, there's an article on obesity. Now, apparently, I didn't know this. This is written by Jody Cantor of the New York Times, today's paper, from Blossburg, Pennsylvania. Six-year-old Carlin Dunbar barely touched her dinner, but not for the time-honored six-year-old reasons. The pasta was not the wrong shape. She did not have an urgent date with her dolls. Jody's a funny writer. The problem was the letter Carlin discovered tucked inside a report card saying that she had a body mass index in the 80th percentile. The first grader did not know what index or percentile meant, or that children scoring in the 5th through the 85th percentile are considered normal, while those scoring higher are at risk of being or already overweight. Yet she became convinced that her teachers were chastising her for overeating. Since the letter arrived, quote, my two-year-old eats more than she does, end quote, said Georgiana Dunbar, Carlin's mother, who complained to the school and is trying to help her confused child. She's afraid she's going to get in trouble. So now the schools have decided that part of your report card will be how fat you are. We're going to the BMI. And I am not in the BMI. I am not morbidly obese, but I am severely obese. They don't really go up to 6'6", but in extrapolating, at 6'6", I am my ideal weight should be 235, and that's the top end of the ideal weight. And I'm not 100 pounds more than that, but you know I'm like 60, 70 pounds more than that. And it's not good. So I've been told that, you know, get to an emergency room. When I type in my BMI, they say get to the emergency room or, for Christ's sake, be a satellite. Do something.
You can ride the Tour de France with me this year.
Maybe Pluto isn't a planet, but you can be. You soon will take the place of Pluto is what it says.
You and Pluto make a planet. Planet was just short one pendulette.
But why don't you tell us where the body mass index comes from?
Belgian polymath Adolphe Quetelet.
A little slower on this.
Belgian polymath Adolphe Quetelet. Mm-hmm. In about somewhere between 1830 and 1850, he developed this by averaging the people of his age. So around 1840 sometime, he was out measuring and weighing people and figured out what the ideal weight was. And people that were over that were considered unhealthy.
Right, and now we are calling
we're
it
using
an epidemic.
We're using the same chart.
And on Bull's Hit, we have found out that a lot of the research into serious obesity is being financed by diet companies.
Yes.
And diet companies have the perfect gig, right? Because they know that diets don't work. no diet works successfully, and yet everybody's worried about weight. And there was just an article, I haven't got it right here, but there was just an article a while ago that they've come out and said that the articles in teen girls' magazines, the articles promote bulimia and anorexia with their very thin models, and they're talking about dieting. And then the ads for food promote obesity. So the question is whether you get...
Who's going to win?
Exactly. Who's going to win? And it's a perfect situation for business. You have something that's incurable. And if they come up with a pill that cures obesity, it still will be blamed on willpower. And this is one of the situations where I believe Penn and Teller's... Oh, sorry. Bull's hit was...
Penn... And Teller.
we were wrong because we kind of, on year one or year two, kind of said that obesity was just a willpower problem.
Yes.
Just stop eating, just do less. Turns out if it's a willpower problem, everybody has this willpower problem. Turns out that very, very few people are good at dieting, losing weight, and keeping the weight off.
Well, you know, your genetics are predisposed to eating. Without eating everything that you possibly could up until 100 years ago, you would die.
Yes.
The only chance you had of surviving was to eat everything you could find.
Right. When you
so for the last 15 million years, we've been eat everything you can find. And for 100 years, we've been, you know, you better slow down a little.
Yeah. But and then for that 100 years, only in a very few countries.
Yes.
And 100 years is pretty liberal.
Yeah.
You know, it's really only the early part of the 20th century.
70, yeah,
yeah,
really.
That's really it. And we haven't had generations that have been able to learn how to eat less. But let's talk to, we got time to take at least one phone call. Let's talk to people about fat. 866-570-PEN 7366. I'll talk to Scott. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing very well. Although I'm a little fat. How are you?
Well, you know, hey, aren't we all right? The fact is that it's genetics as well as it's also lifestyle. The lifestyle, more specifically over the last say 30 years or so, has really, really changed. I mean, we of course, you know, over the last several hundred years, we were hunter gatherers, so we burned off that fat in the process of seeking more food. Now, to get more food, we get in our car and we go to the grocery store and. And if we want, we can actually even ride a cart around the grocery store and pick stuff up, and then we can go back home where we can prepare it for ourselves.
So the solution to the obesity in the United States is to make everybody catch and kill everything they eat, right?
Well, that
by themselves.
Could possibly be good as long as, you know, as long as it's a nice, safe neighborhood.
Maybe we should just put a grocery store on treadmills.
Yeah.
You just have to run, like, if you want a carrot, it's not so fast. But if you want a chicken, you got to run for this amount of time.
Exactly. It's a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing. It's a lifestyle thing. There's a lot of variables that really play into this. It's electronics. I mean, there's so many things that have taken hold in today's. I mean, you want your kids to go out and play. Well, they don't want to go out and play. They want to play on the PlayStation, or they want to play, you know, on MySpace or whatever. But the idea is that the kids, you know, they say I'm bored. It's a beautiful, bright, sunny day, and you've got a house full of you know, physical equipment, you know, basketballs and baseballs and bikes and stuff, and they say I'm bored.
Uh-huh.
That's part of it as well. But I mean, there's so many variables. But when you were talking about the idea of what they rated obesity at, mm-hmm. I mean, the USDA daily a lot of calories and vitamins. Do you know when the last time that was updated was?
Well, no, I don't know
years.
That. When was it?
It's been years.
Oh, I thought you had an actual date.
I don't know the exact date.
We're going to take.
Do know that it's been like 30 plus years since it's been done. Since
we're going to
actually updated it.
We're going to take a commercial break, and we will find out about that. We will do a little bit of digging about that. We'll be back. We're talking about obesity. Is this just hysteria, or are we really all going to die of fat? 866-570-PEN, 7366. This is Penn Jillette, finally on the free FM, CBS Radio. The gentle snapping of Penn Jillette there. My thumb is still ripped to pieces, but it looks better. Looks a lot better after Michael Godot's little radio surgery. This is Penn Jillette on the Free FM, sitting across from Michael Godot, 866-570-PEN, 7366. That was the scorching Mike Jones Big Band playing the Pendulette theme. If you want to find out more about Mike Jones and his big band, penradio.com, P-E-N-N radio.com, all one word, penradio@gmail.com if you want to send a email to us. And who knows who's going to read it because I give out passwords over the air. We're talking about obesity. We're talking about the whole fear of obesity that's going through everybody, that diets don't work, and we're all terrified of this whole thing, terrified of this. We gave out my body mass index. If you call in, 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com, we will tell you how fat you would have been for 1840 Brussels, right? Brussels?
Yeah, somewhere in there, yeah.
I don't know.
Brussels is in Belgium. That'll work.
Okay, I made up Brussels, but somewhere in Belgium. We'll tell you the whole thing. Also, a very big old happy birthday to two ends of the BMI scale, Screamin' Steve Hawking and Elvis Presley. They're two. I mean, the BMI
we should
for Elvis.
Recalculate using them. That should be our baseline models.
Right. If you are between Hawking and Elvis, you're okay and wait for me. Let's take a couple of phone calls here, shall we? Hey, Frankie, how tall are you?
Well, right now I'm 6'6", and weighing about 420, 430.
420, 430?
I'm a fat bastard right now, but what I was actually calling about was when I was in fifth grade.
Okay.
It was just a couple of months after my dad died, and they were doing, like, random physicals at school, but the school nurse really didn't know anything. Uh-huh. And now, I was really, really thin, but uh-huh. I've always had a huge bone structure when I was a kid.
Sure.
So I was about 5'6" and about 160 pounds.
Uh-huh.
But you can see ribs on my back. So the teachers, who had no idea what they were doing, they just sent home a bunch of pamphlets on child obesity and stuff. And so my mom gets this stuff, and she just flipped out, which, you know, all the stress and everything of my dad having died and all that. But, like, it was just amazing. They were making this huge deal about me being hugely overweight. Meanwhile, my actual doctor was pretty much just saying, this kid just needs to eat a lot more.
I don't know how schools see this is the thing I don't understand. Schools, I'm against public schools anyway. Let me just say that right up front, full disclosure.
I'm with you there.
But having said that, why are schools, first of all, responsible for religion, and why are they responsible for health? Shouldn't they just be giving information? I just don't understand this whole social thing about school that bugs me. Incidentally, if someone asks you, like on the street, like if you get asked this, your BMI is 49.7, just so you know,
yeah.
Frankie.
Well, on the bright side, mm-hmm. 6 months ago I weighed about 500 pounds, and I'm in the gym about 40 to 50 hours a week.
Jesus Christ, on a treadmill!
Did you get a job?
So hellish. Well, actually, that's the cool thing, because I just moved to Oregon from Boston, and my mom just moved out here, too, so I'm finally, like, not only within thousands of miles of my mom, but we live across the street from each other, which is so cool.
That's fair.
Basically, she was like, wow, you got hugely fat. Tell you what. She's like, I'm going to cover all your bills for 1 year on the condition that you spend 8 hours a day in the gym.
Hours a day in the gym, and how much have you lost so far?
I've lost about 60 pounds so far, and but aside from that, I've gotten just feel so much better.
Is there a candy machine at the gym? What do you eat for those 8 hours?
I go in like 2 4-hour blocks. I go, like, I get up first thing in the morning and then go, and then I go, like, in the evening.
Uh-huh.
So I do like 4 hour blocks, but when I'm there, I just drink lots and lots of water.
And what
how long you been doing this?
I've been doing this full bore like this for about 4 months.
Wow.
And are you on a treadmill? So what do you do on it? What do you do?
I start off by doing each time I go, I do the same thing each time, and I start off with a half hour on the Exercycle.
Sure.
Because treadmills, I don't really think I'm going to put my legs through that yet. But do a half hour in the Exercycles, then do about an hour and a half of weights, and then do some yoga just for stretching.
Sure.
And then, you know, just do some karate practice, that used to be really heavy.
You know, that's important with karate because a lot of people, you know, beat up fat people. So you want to make sure you study the karate.
The thing is, I was, 5 years ago before I got my knees and back smashed, I was about 290, 295, and in just really, really excellent shape. Mm-hmm. And even then, like in summer 2001, I wanted to join the fall of 2001. I wanted to join the Marine Corps because, well, for some reason, I was really motivated. I can't remember why, but
dude, the whole country is having that exact problem.
But the thing is I had waited like a week too long because being in Boston, where I worked, I had a lot of friends who were cops and EMTs and stuff. So I had so many friends who were going down to New York that I was just kind of stressed out. But anyway.
Well, I think at your 430 weight that you are now, you shouldn't be in karate yet. You should do sumo for another 50 pounds and then go to karate.
Well, oddly enough, I'm doing Ed Parker Kenpo karate, which is what Elvis studied.
There you go.
And you can see how well that worked.
I got it.
And are you, you eating nothing but bacon?
No. I actually pretty much just... You know, good quality meat, potatoes, vegetables, you know, human food.
Human food. Well, that's good. Well, best of luck to you on this, Frankie. We got this whole thing. I think that even those that would doubt the BMI would say that you're probably doing the right thing. I also want to ask you, are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying working out 8 hours a day?
Well, the thing is I have something wrong with my brain or something, but I just, if I get into habits real easy.
Uh-huh.
So, like, when I got my knees messed up and my back hurt, all I did was, you know, sit around and recuperate. And then for the next 3 years, I just kept sitting around and getting fat.
Uh-huh.
And then when
I was... No doubt about it. More, sitting around getting fat is way fun.
It is.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, you got a bag of Cheetos and you got a TiVo. I mean, there's nothing better than that.
A big screen TV, you know, a huge stereo system, and 200 DVDs. And
no matter how much you enjoy, I mean, this is just a basic rule of reality. No matter how much you enjoy getting thin, you're going to enjoy getting fat more.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it. It's just a basic rule. If you're talking about enjoyment of life, getting fat's better than getting thin. But, you know, best of luck, Frankie. Call in again. Let us know how you're doing because your body BMI is now 49.7. And let's see. Well, we want to hear from you again when you hit, like, 40, okay?
All right, cool.
Okay, thanks a lot, Frankie.
All right. Later, man.
Bye. That's a cool guy.
He's doing it.
Yeah, he's doing it. He's doing all the. What a great mom, too.
That's a fine mom.
What a rich mom. That's
a well-to-do mom. Yeah.
I didn't ask him how old he was. But if he's going to think about the Marine Corps, I figured he was like early 20s, right?
That sounds like it.
Yeah, that seems about right. We'll just say it's the early 20s. That's what Frankie is.
He's 14. And thank goodness his mom has shown up to support him like
that's
should've
good.
All along.
That's good. Let's talk to Dean on Dean. How you doing, Dean?
Pretty good.
How tall are you?
I'm about 5'9".
5'9". We have to go way down. What's your weight?
My weight is 120.
Oh, my goodness.
Louise.
Boy, to go from him to you is going to be tough.
Yeah.
I can't even – I'm trying to scroll and I can't scroll. What'd you say, 120?
17.7. Your BMI is 17.7. Excellent. You're underweight. I'm sorry.
Underweight.
You're not going to make it.
Yeah, you are underweight. Yep, you're underweight. What were you calling about?
Your body –
17.7. Go ahead.
Yeah, they did update the calorie intake.
Calorie intake part.
Yeah,
yes.
You have to go to like mypyramid.gov, and you put in your height, weight. I mean, not your. Yeah, I think your weight actually, and your age, and then how much exercise you do, and then I'm gonna tell you how much you need to do.
Mypyramid.
Yeah. .gov.
I can't spell pyramid. Can you do that?
I'm not even trying. P-Y.
P-Y?
Mypyramid.org.
I didn't find it because I can't spell.
It's .gov actually.
I had on .org also. Apparently it's up on both. Or it's a different one. It's competing My Pyramid.
Mypyramid.gov. Yeah, here we go. They have updated it. Steps to a healthier you. One size doesn't fit all. Here's their advice. Make smart choices from every food group. Find your balance between food and physical activity. And get the most nutrition out of your calories. That's all good advice, sure. And their tip of the week is fitting activity into a daily routine can be easy, such as taking a brisk 10-minute walk to and from the parking lot. bus stop, or subway station. What's important is to be active most of the day and make it part of your daily routine. Now, you, sir, are too active, and you're eating too little. So I suggest you move to, Seattle?
Oregon.
Oregon. Move to Oregon and steal food from Frankie.
I actually took, like, a bunch of weight gain supplements and lifted weights, but didn't do anything for me. I'm ectomorph, so I can't gain any weight.
You're just a skinny guy.
I'm telling you, man, it's genetics.
It's totally genetics. Let me just ask you, do you have a widescreen TV?
No, I don't.
There you go. Do you like Cheetos?
I eat a bunch of crap. I eat like 8 cans of Dr. Pepper a day, so.
You eat the cans?
Oh, not the cans.
Oh, I thought, wow, that's why he's so thin. His insides are ripped to pieces. Okay, we're going to take a break. Thanks a lot, Dean. We'll talk to you later, maybe. Who knows? Whatever. This is Penn Jillette on the Free FM CBS Radio. I took my loved one way across the tracks. You can hear a man a wail of sax. This is Penn Jillette on the Free FM CBS, sitting across from Michael Goudeau. 866-570-PEN, 7366, talking about being fat, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. And I had a brainstorm, or at least a drizzle, at least a light drizzle. If we went a whole week, if we rode for a whole, like I get, you know, weeks off from the show, the Penn and Teller show. If we rode our trikes, we wouldn't ride our bicycles, ride our trikes for a whole week every day, like 60 miles a day, we'd lose any weight?
Yeah, we'd lose six pounds, probably 8 pounds.
that's all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
It'd be real fun. Yeah. We could do that every break. See, all I've ever wanted to do, that's what a stupid way to start a sentence. All I've ever wanted to do.
All I ever wanted to do.
One of the things that I've always had in the back of my mind is I'd love to ride on a bicycle or a tricycle across the country. I just think it would be terrific and fun and wonderful. And
I'm in.
The reason I thought of this was because I met this guy who he and his father took a tandem and rode across the whole country. And they said they were really sore for the first few weeks. But after that, they said it was just great. They never felt better. And they would stop and eat double orders of French fries and milkshakes. They could eat everything, and they were still losing weight. That's all I'd be doing it for. I would climb Everest just to eat the sticks of butter. Don't they say the Everest guys just eat whole sticks of butter to get enough calories? The only thing good about climbing Everest would be eating the sticks of butter.
We should point out that if they started in California, the first 2 weeks were all mountains, and the last 2 weeks were all flat. All of a sudden, we were flying.
But I don't know how long it would take them. But what, 60 miles a day would take you, 30 miles a day would take you 100 days, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Basically.
But basically. So 60 miles a day would take you 50 days. So you tell me,
Two months.
Boy, that would be a really good thing to do. I would love to. Maybe when my kids get old enough, of course, I will be that ancient because I'm 51 now. So my kids were old enough to. How old do you have to be to bicycle across the country?
Well, are they pedaling or just riding in the cart? You can do it now. They have trailers for kids.
Yeah, they do. I would so much love to ride it. Or at least, let's consider that. I mean, maybe even
we could do it for a week and ride station to station.
Station to station. David Bowie. We play David Bowie station to station. We could do that, right?
Yeah.
We could do that. Yeah. And we could even have like our wives and kids come along with us in the
van.
In the van. And Jack could be in the van too. We could do this, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to find out when the longest break that we have that I don't have to do Bulls Hit or Identity or have to work on a movie or any of those things, but find a hunk of time. That would be really cool. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Sheila. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Penn. How are you?
How tall are you, Sheila?
I'm 5'5" and a half.
5'5" and a half, and what do you weigh?
I weigh about 225 pounds.
Okay. We're going to give you your body mass in a moment.
39, I think.
225, you said?
Yes.
Okay, severely obese. You're 37.4. You're way below what Frankie was. What are you calling about?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to let you know that I'm a school nurse, and I'm a fat person.
Mm-hmm.
I have some issues with the genetics. People just ignore the genetics. I have first cousins and the in-laws of my family who are thin and have married into our family have generated thinner children,
uh-huh.
And my father was not thin.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, I'm not either.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's tremendously underrated. I think that people think that fat people are lazy and they're not healthy. And there are some people who are heavier who are just as healthy as thinner people. I have a daughter who's a little bit heavier, a son who's a little bit thinner, and my daughter can absolutely physically keep up with anybody in her class or in any of her physical education programs, and sometimes she can do better than they can do.
And how physically fit are you?
I do okay. I have some sports injuries. I have, you know, I have a bad knee that I, you know, hurt about three times.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so I'm active. I work. I take care of a home. I take care of an elderly grandparent. You know, so I'm, you know, I'm hanging in there. I have some health issues that contribute to my weight because of medication. But the thing that concerns me at school is that you put this stuff in the kids' heads and they end up upset. My 95-pound 11-year-old son, who plays soccer for three teams, mm-hmm. came home and wasn't eating the other day, and he said, somebody told me I was fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? When they can outrun you, he does a mile in 6 minutes and 58 seconds.
Yeah.
When they can outrun you, then you know they can tell you what to eat.
Wait a minute, wait, whoa,
that,
I do not
you know what,
want...
I like that overall theory.
I do not like that. You mean anybody that can outrun me can tell me what to eat?
Well,
that's a big price to play.
You, but you don't have to listen.
Because it could be like I have to race some guy, then he goes, you eat nothing but goat's eyeballs for the next 3 months. I would not like, and post them, drink post them. That's what they would say.
I just feel like if, you know, where I draw the line is if I see something that's affecting someone's functioning and well-being, then, you know, you can address it. But I think to finger point at certain kids just because of a set of numbers on a page is not fair to that child.
I agree. And I just want to tell you that I'm looking at the BMI again, and let's say you didn't want to lose any weight, but you just wanted to gain height. If you can get to 6'8", you're perfectly healthy. 6'8" is what you're shooting for.
I've been saying I've been under tall my whole life. That's the whole problem.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sheila.
Thanks, you know what? I'm snapping those fingers.
Good thinking. What are you saying, Gunnar?
You know, I've forgotten. I've blown it entirely.
Okay.
No, we already have drugs to help you increase your height. I mean, if you're born with dwarfism, we give you drugs to help you grow to a normal height. I'm betting we can give you drugs. Easier than we can control your weight, we may be able to control your height.
You think we can get Sheila to 6'8"?
I think we can get
Sheila to 6'8"?
I think we can.
Okay.
Maybe too late. But for her 11-year-old.
I'm going to go have a piece of pie.
Good. What kind of pie?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go for coconut cream.
See, I don't like coconut cream. So that's,
yeah.
You have
I'm going
two
with
pieces.
Her. See you guys.
Have two pieces. Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Sheila. You like coconut cream pie?
I like coconut
cream
pie.
Yeah, I'm not a big coconut
I'm
fan. I don't mind coconut right out of the coconut, but once
right.
they like process it, I don't really like it that much. Let's talk to Julie. What's up, Julie?
Hi, Penn. Love your show.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
5'4"?
Yep, and 110 pounds.
5'4"?
She's going to do pretty well, I think.
I think she's going to do really well. At 110 pounds,
right.
You are, I'm doing a sliding scale here. You're underweight.
9.
You're underweight.
No, mine says normal.
Okay, maybe I got her at 99, so maybe I got to go to, what did you say, 100 pounds?
110, didn't she?
100, wait, how,
110.
110, okay.
See, I got it. She's normal. She's right there.
No, it says 5'4", 110 for a female. It says here underweight at 18.9. But go ahead. Go on with what you're saying.
Okay, well, I live in Chicago, really close to the border of Indiana.
I recognized your Chicago accent. Right away, I should have been able to figure that out.
I've actually lived here since I was 5, so I'm pretty Chicagoan.
But you kept the accent just because you thought it was sexy, and you are right.
Thank you. So anyway, in Indiana, I haven't seen this in Illinois, but they actually have obese parking at grocery stores.
What?
Yes, obese parking. It's right next to the handicap parking, and you can get a fine for parking there if you're not obese. And my thing
you're kidding me.
I am not kidding. It's in Indiana.
Obese?
And And my suggestion is that we should have this at the end of the parking lot.
That's a fine idea.
Right.
A simple solution to a simple problem.
I can't find anything on the web that says obese parking.
Really?
I think you're making
my
this
wife's
up.
On her way to Indiana this morning. I'll call her tomorrow. We'll find
okay.
out.
Okay. I'll take a picture of an obese parking sign and I'll send it to you.
Oh, please radio at Gmail. We never got the picture of the guy's wife looking at the monkey's ass. We never got that picture, did we?
No.
They just lie to us. Make obese parking spaces and put them in the back of the parking lot is what they say. But there's nobody that says obese. Was it called something else, maybe?
No, it's called obese parking, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
It should be like a truck scale. You should drive on, type in the type of car you have and how many people are in it.
But, I mean, you would get fined for if you weren't fat parking there?
Right, and I didn't understand how they'd even figure that out, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand anything about it. As a matter of fact, I got to tell you, I can find nothing on the web about this.
Okay, well, I'll try to, next time I'm in Indiana, I'll be sure to snap a picture.
Okay, and if it weren't for your sexy accent, I would dismiss it out of hand that you're a liar. But because I like your accent and because you have such
your
a
BMI
low BMI,
is so good.
Your BMI is really perfect and you've got a sexy accent, we can't really call you a goddamn liar right on the air. But I'm telling you, if you were a fat guy, I'd be calling you a liar right now. Just so you know, you're getting a Pasadena just because you are a perfect BMI woman with a sexy accent. I'm letting you slide, but that's all. Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Julie.
Okay.
Thanks
bye.
A lot. Julie's even a sexy English name. I was going to ask her if her accent was English, but it was, right?
It seems like it was,
yeah,
yes.
It would. Because, you know.
Been here since five, though. That, yeah, I mean, you're practicing.
But Madonna, as I call her. Madonna had Madonna is getting an English accent, and she's only been over there a little while. So maybe it's like jeans, you know, the brown eye jean,
yeah,
trounces the blue eye jean. Maybe the accent,
the predisposition for the English accent.
Yeah, there's a predisposition for the English accent. You think that's possible?
Most of us have come from there, so
yeah, sure.
Well, it could work.
Not you and me.
Well, no,
you and me are.
We'd never pick it up.
French Canadians. We'd never have a chance to get it.
We're getting good at
Kerouac was French Canadian and from Massachusetts. So me and Kerouac, we're like that, you know.
Are you okay with On the Road? You like it?
Yeah. You don't like it?
No, not so much.
You don't like the book? The new version's coming out this
year. That's what you said, the scroll.
Yeah, the scroll.
They should print it on a scroll, though.
Yeah, I know they should. But you don't like On the Road? When did you last read it?
Well, it's been a while.
It's been a long while for me, too. Maybe we'll read that while we're on the road.
Somebody
while
should
while we're on the road.
We're going to have to hire someone to steer. And maybe to pedal.
Maybe the one, in the back can read it aloud.
Oh, there you
as
go.
As we go. That's reading. Yeah, because we're going to be on a tandem. I'm serious about this, Goudon.
All right.
But I want to go longer than just 5 days. I want it to mean something. I want to be in good shape at the end of it. That's what I want to do. Obese parking? There's no obese parking. She did have an English accent. She was really sexy. Anyway, it frightens me, the awful truth of how sweet life can be. We've been proving it again here on the radio. We'll prove it again tomorrow. Tune in. Penn Jillette, Michael Goudeau on the free FM CBS Radio. Love the one you're with.
Check Penn Jillette weekdays on free FM.